Good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It is now 11:00 a.m. and it's March 29th. Clerk, could you please do roll call?
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Second Speaker Rebar.
Here. Thank you, Clerk. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Keane, could you render a prayer, please?
Yes, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. We ask that you lay your healing hand upon all of those who are still suffering from the effects of COVID. We ask that you give us wisdom as we try to make decisions that'll positively impact the nation. And I also ask you to please help heal any unspoken burdens anyone has here today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Keane. The next item on our agenda is item number 4, which is the approval of minutes. Those were attached to the calendar invite and they're dated March 11th.
Without objection, Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes from March the 11th, 2021, as presented.
Okay. With a motion and second? Okay, thank you. We have a second. All those in favor say yes?
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, which is a report from our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, regarding our congressional appropriation report. This was sent to all members of Congress yesterday evening. Jordan, would you like to take over and present your report, please?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. This will just take a second. Presently, Congress has $293,061 of fiscal year 2021 revenue available for appropriation. There are 4 appropriations bills filed this session that, if passed, would have effective dates in the current fiscal year. and those bills combined would appropriate $550,000. Additionally, there are 8 appropriations bills still in committee, which were filed for consideration during previous legislative sessions. Combined, those bills would appropriate $22,876,180. Another bill filed this session, ONCA 2132, has an effective date of October 1st, 2021, which is next fiscal year. That bill would appropriate $1.5 million of fiscal year 2022's tribal revenue. And those are currently all the appropriations requests before Congress.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your report. Are there any comments or questions for the budget analyst at this time? Okay, thank you. This information is also located in SharePoint for all the members. The next item on our agenda is item number 6, which is a discussion about retained revenue. Some of the members on the committee, including myself and the budget analyst, have requested that the treasurer give us a good balance from FY15 from the establishment of the retained revenue fund through today. We understand that we have a negative balance in our audit, but we're looking for a good balance that would include that. And so I invited the treasurer, so I'd like to turn this discussion over to the treasurer. As of right now, we haven't received a report from the treasurer. So, Jim, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I've just joined. Sorry about the delay. Trying to put together some numbers here. So I have just emailed to you the up-to-date receipts from the various programs for program income. We are in the process of working on the retained revenue number. I think at this point, the number that I sent last, let's see, when was it? Is the most accurate number we have after the, and I guess I'm trying to understand what your question is as far as the number that was reported on the audit. Is that your question?
No, sir. It's just that in the revolving fund, like the other revolving funds that we have, the way I understand it is that we would have started off with the original appropriation into that fund, and then we would be adding all the retained revenue amounts from the previous year audits.
Yes.
Then any reductions from any appropriations that were spent out of that fund. And so we're looking for our current balance right now.
Okay. And that's where I think there's a discrepancy goes clear back to the retained revenue number from the 9/30/2015 audit. And I think we've had this discussion before, but the amount that was shown on the audit was not the amount that was reported by the treasurer at that time. And then the same thing happened with the 9/30/2016 audit. The amount that was reported on the audit was not the amount reported by the treasurer. And the difference in the numbers of those two reports was $170,596. And according to our research, that we have less in the retained revenue starting on October 1, 2017 by the $170,596 than what was reported to Congress. Going forward then, and I think what brought most of this to light was when we received the audit for 9/30/2019 that showed a negative $3.3 million. And as I explained when that audit was presented, that part of that number, part of that $3,300,000 was the increase to the permanent fund, which at the time had a $32 million balance. Previous retained revenue reports issued by the treasurer and also issued in the audit always rounded that permanent fund to $30 million. So on the 9/30/2019 audit, there was an additional $2 million reported in the permanent fund based on the legislation of that amount of money having to stay in there, the earnings stay in there. And in my discussions with the auditor, when we were going through those calculations, they attributed a portion of the $3.3 million is that increase of $2 million. And the other portion that the auditors explained was, if you go back to that calculation of the audit, we have in the past reported retained revenue as a line item in the calculation. And the auditors told me they had a problem with that. But to be consistent, that $1.9 million of retained revenue that's reported in the retained revenue calculation, to me, seems like we're counting money, bringing a balance to calculate a balance. And that was confirmed by the auditors. But so with that 1.9 and the $2 million extra in the permanent fund, the auditors and myself concur that that's the main reason why the last audit showed $3.3 million deficit. Now, and again, I got into the weeds there. I apologize. I know it's hard to follow without seeing that, but in our trying to true up, that's a term we use other places, I'm sorry, and trying to make sure we have the correct amount reported and retained revenue.
I'm not kidding, but I think he's...
I'm sorry there.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know where that came from. Okay. You can continue. Sorry, Treasurer.
Okay. So based on my calculation, without regards to the true up that was received on 9/30/2020, I'm showing that the balance in the retained revenue was a negative $3,734,347. If I use the Congress's previous Congress calculation, then I'm showing that their balance would show a negative $3,563,751, which is a difference of $170,596, which again I attribute back to what was reported to Congress at the 9/30/15 audit and the 9/30/16 audit. Have I confused everyone?
Well, No, I don't know that you have confused me. I guess my comment would be we probably wouldn't use Congress's balance because I think the numbers come out of Treasury. That would be my comment. I think that I hear you when you say that there's issues in the previous audit. I think my goal as chair of appropriations is to give Congress a good balance, a good number. I hear that there were issues, but just moving forward, I just would like to know what the current balance is from FY15 through today. And I think that number comes from your office just so that we know where we are with regards to that retained revenue fund.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm only seeing two avenues that Congress can appropriate monies from. Right now, that is retained revenue, which is in a deficit. But I'd like to know that number, a solid number, and also what's available in the FY21, the Treasury, from projected revenue, which now is at $293,061. I'm just looking for some solid numbers from Treasury so that we can paint a really strong financial picture here for Congress so that way we can make good financial decisions.
Yeah, yes, and if you're open to another comment, I agree with all that. Believe me, I want to give you a solid number. And again, I feel like that negative $3,734,347 is based on current Osage law and what was ruled in the last session when we dealt with whether the true up was retained revenue or not. I'm not going to go into that. But that is the best number I can give you, and I'll be glad to give you my work papers on that also. But we do have the additional $22 million that we received on 9/30/2020 that Congress needs to classify, I feel so.
Okay. Well, I would love to see this report, you know, from your general ledger, from the retained revenue fund. If you want to submit that to Congress, that would be wonderful. And then we can report that based off of the financials in the Treasury, and then we could move forward. Are there any other comments from the committee or other Congress members at this time?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts, were you first?
Yield to Congressman Big Horse.
Okay, go ahead, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I was just wondering how we reconcile or how we are going to straighten that $3 million. I mean, we know it's not $3 million, but there's $1.5 million. How do we straighten that out before we get that number?
Treasurer, would you like to respond?
Yeah, if I could I get a clarification on that? What I mean, as far as straighten out, I mean, I'm sorry, Congressman Big.
The $1.5 million were in the hole. That I don't know if that's retained revenue or not, but it's $1.5 million hole somewhere, and I was just wondering how we fix that.
Um, Yeah, I'm at a loss as to how to answer that. All I do is deal with the numbers and report them as they are presented. There were several pieces of legislation that appropriated funds prior to our receiving the 9/30/2019 audit. I won't go into the reasons why that was delayed like it was, but without that $3 million deficit or $3 million number that we received from the audit, we were in the black up until those were received. So those numbers were put together by our staff and the auditors in the later stages of the audit.
All right. Thank you.
And if I could go one step further, it's trying to be consistent in the presentation of the audit, but also realizing that there were some changes in the difference in how we reported things in some audits, and specifically the permanent fund. There was a $2 million change there that was created by Osage law that had not been done before.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Treasurer. Congressman Potts, did you have a question or comment?
I did. Just a few. Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess my question is more for the committee. Has anyone had a chance to review the communications delivered from the Treasury Office to the Congress and subsequent appropriation legislation approved by the Congress that was included in a press release on 11/20 of 20 that first identified a shortfall in retained revenue?
I would say I haven't, Congressman Pott. Do you have the number to the communication?
Yes, I do, Madam Chair, and it has been sent to all members of Congress, but I'm happy to walk through it again. What this communication did is go through, since the inception of the retained revenue fund, it details every communication from the Treasury Office to the Osage Nation Congress through our clerk's division with the amounts and balances. And so what we have there is communication 16602, appropriation 1724, ONCA 1737, communication 17833, appropriation 1745, ONCA 17102, communication 18494 with appropriation ONCA 1832, ONCA 1854, communication 19362 with appropriation 1939, ONCA 1962, ONCA 1987, ONCA 1990, ONCA 2006, communication 2305, and ONCA 2206. And then the only piece of communication that is not included in that would be the inclusion of the amount from the 19 audit, which we presume to be zero, which would be communicated to the retained revenue fund, as there's no balance in the audit to deposit to the retained revenue fund. So I think that's important to distinguish here, is there's those two numbers. There's the number from the audit, and then there's the number that's communicated by the treasurer that's deposited to the retained revenue fund. Negative balance in the audit does not necessarily communicate to that negative balance in the retained revenue fund. The retained revenue fund has the balance that's communicated from the communications versus the appropriation legislation.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Potts. Yes, I would agree with that. I'm looking for a balance from the Treasury Department that includes all of the audit balances and the appropriations.
And Madam Chair, so if I can.
Are the communication docs that you're talking about, are those that came from the Treasury, or are these communication docs that came from you as the budget analyst or as a Congress member?
I believe those are official communications with the clerk's division that would have come from the Treasury office.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Congressman Potts.
If I can continue, Madam Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
So what's missing from one of those documents is in communication 2305, which would have been April 13th of 2020. It's a balance of $1.4 million on April 13th of 2020. That number doesn't have to go all the way back to 2015. That number was missing ONCA 1939, which was an appropriation of $250,000. So when you factor in that the balance should have been accurately reported on April 13th, 2020 of $1.1 million instead of $1.4 million, the subsequent legislation that came after that was ONCA 2026 in the amount of exactly equal to the amount communicated by Treasurer Littleton, which took us to a negative balance of $249,755. Communicated to Congress since 11/20 of 20. I also think that's a good place to start, and I understand the desire to have information from Treasury. The documents from Treasury, including 2305, have got us to a negative balance as of today. So can we request that the budget analyst review these numbers as well regarding the communications received from the Treasury Department and matching with legislation approved by members of this Congress to try to get a handle on this balance?
Well, I think that the budget analyst could do so, but I think that the number would need to come from Treasury. I mean, they could work together to understand where the previous numbers have come from, but I do not want Congress to depend on the budget analyst number. I think it needs to be, we need to be dependent upon the Treasury's number. That's my own opinion, but I just feel like the Treasury is the one in charge of the revolving funds and for managing, you know, the assets of the nation. And I feel like, you know, number one, I hear what you're saying. We're looking for accuracy. And it sounds like some of the things that happened were prior to this treasurer being here, and as well as our budget analyst, so our current budget analyst. I'm just looking for an accurate number so that Congress knows exactly what negative number we're working with. I get it that there's a negative number in the FY19 audit, but there had to be a balance that we were using carrying forward since the establishment of that fund. And that's the number that I'm looking for. I feel like the budget analyst has a, you know, could be, it would be beneficial for him to work with Treasury to try to get that number, but he can only report what Treasury provides, unless we can see maybe if there's erroneous and an error that we work together to fix those. But the actual balance to me needs to come from the Treasury Department.
Madam Chair.
Are there Hold on a second. I'll come back to you. Assistant Chief, did you want to be recognized?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I want to explore something here because probably similar to many members of Congress, I'm kind of scratching my head about why it should be so hard to come up with a balance on an account that doesn't have that many debits and credits. So I'm going to direct a question to the treasurer on that subject. Mr. Littleton, when we look at these balances and the auditors come in and when they do their work, we get a number that doesn't look like it's right or couldn't be right. That's how it looks from where I sit anyway. So what I'm wondering is, does the retained revenue law itself fit neatly into an auditor's perspective of a governmental accounting system? And if the answer is no, help us understand what the auditors told you to help explain why we have a negative balance in retained revenue.
Chairman Rebard.
Yes, go ahead, Treasurer.
Look, those are a couple of questions that we went into great detail with the auditors on. And I think if I understood correctly, the first one was, is Osage law, to paraphrase, a good law? Is that what you said? Or
no, I just asked if it fit neatly into accounting principles and auditing practices.
Well, the auditors, when in the discussion I had with them, I'm trying to deal with memory here, and I didn't make notes at that meeting, but or those discussions, but the discussion went was, well, what's the reasoning behind this? And then the second discussion is, and if you look at the page in the audit, and I can provide that to anyone that doesn't have it, but if you look at the page in the audit, the confirmed number that you can really hang your hat on is the fund balance, the bottom line fund balance. And from that, everything else is a division of that, okay? And the many line items are all the revolving funds that are out there. And so you start with the fund balance, and then you start, what is the current balance of all the revolving funds? And so you start subtracting what is the balance of all these revolving funds, and then you get down to any number that's left is what drops out there on that line that the auditors call unassigned funds, but in reality, it's in Osage law, it's called the retained revenue fund. So, to make it real elementary, if you have $1,000 fund balance and you subtract out $200 here and $10 here and $50 here, and you just work backwards, whatever's left is what is in what's allocated or what's called by the auditors the unassigned funds, which in Osage law becomes retained revenue. Okay, so again, going down through there and subtracting out each one of those line items, you come to the point where, in this calculation, you come to a point where you've added $2 million to a fund that had never that in the previous had just been 30 million. Well, that 2 million is then subtracted again from that fund balance, but then you also have a line item that says retained revenue, and you're subtracting retained revenue, previous assigned retained revenue, to come up with a number that is going to be the current assigned retained revenue. And the theory behind that is, according to the auditors, seemed kind of silly. So, my answer to them was, well, this is the Osage law. This is the way we've done it in the past. This is something I have to do. I have to come up with a number. And I guess they can be available. You know, I can call them, and if you want to ask them, I know after the first discussion when we first presented this to Congress, first presented that audit to Congress, immediately after that meeting, I got emails and phone calls from the auditor saying, you explained exactly what we have been telling you. But, don't take that word from me. If you want to talk to them, you can. I'm not trying to hide anything, obviously, because that's why I'm telling you that the numbers are what they are. So, long answer to a short question. Was that question number one, Assistant Chief Redcorn?
I'm going to interpret your answer as no, it doesn't fit neatly into the way auditors practice their craft when auditing books. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And if I could, let me step out there. We got the audit. So we got the final number, that $3.3 million, in January of 2021. Okay? So if you all that communication prior to seeing that $3.3 million negative number, all those communications were prior to the finalization of that number. Okay? So, I understand Congressman Potts's concern about previous communication, but each one of those communications were our best number at that time. And he's right. That one communication, we left out one piece of legislation, and it does, it did create a problem at that time. But that's not the major problem. The major problem is that 3.3 that fell out with the audit, as you know. So, looking back, we should have kept we should have added that $250 million or $250,000 appropriation. But I'll take responsibility as to that being misreported. I'm not going to point my finger in anyone else, but that's I should have checked that. So I should have done better on that one. But the 3.3, we got that number in January.
Okay. Thank you, Treasurer. Thank you, Assistant Chief. Are there any other comments or questions from the Appropriations Committee at this time? Okay. Thank you. I think what we'll do is... we could get our budget analyst to work with the treasurer. I'd really like to see the general ledger treasurer if we could, and how that it's, being held in our system. If you could send that report, that would be good. And then, whether it's negative or not, I'm just looking for accuracy. We really can't really go backwards, I don't believe, without reopening up the prior audits, which I don't think, I have not heard that as a solution from you. So I feel like we are where we are. I just want an accurate number so that we're all both branches on the same page, so that we can, make good decisions. I think it's very clear that we have a negative balance. But there were other items that we brought up on the audit that we questioned and we still hadn't received a response from you. If you could maybe address those as well. And if we need to, you know, look at our retained revenue law to make it better, then that's something that, you know, I would definitely be open to discussing with the budget analyst, the treasurer, and our legal counsel. So if there's not any more questions at this time, then I'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, there's the motion. I think that was Congressman Dickhorst. And
yes, ma'am.
Second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. Thank you, committee. Thank you, treasurer, and everybody on the call.
Hi, second speaker. I didn't get to say hi to you.